morning, but it's been a good start. Next.
I said earlier today, these guys are going to make you proud next year. Is this what you mean?
I just mean that, you know, in the Penn State tradition, you know, there's obviously been a lot of great teams and hardworking teams, and we've got a long way to go. But we've got a great group of guys here that are working really hard, and we'll show up next year.
Who picks the music?
Oh, we got to talk about that. You know, I love music, but not that music. So Fitzy and I are going to get together on the music choices. So I'll bring my iPod out here.
Bill, it looks like a lot of what you do is about competition, even in these things.
Sure.
How important is that?
It's really important. It's important for these guys to understand that they're, you know, when you walk off this field, there's a winner and a loser. And, you know, so as soon as – that's what we're doing right now. And as soon as they can begin to understand that, then – when we're out here, that's what it's all about. You either win or you lose, and there's really no gray area in football. So we try to make it fun, but at the same time, we make them understand who's won and who's lost.
What are some of the changes you've made around here? I mean, this is a first for Penn State in terms of having the media come out to a thing like that. Why is that important to you?
I think it's really important for people to see that these guys are working really hard, that we've got a great staff here. We've got a bunch of junior prospects coming in on Saturday, and you know, we feel like we're building something here. We're just starting. There's no light at the end of the tunnel right now, but we got a long way to go. But I just wanted to give you guys a chance to see how hard these guys are working.
A lot of the stuff is new to the players, the stuff Fitz is doing, which is it new to you at all? Did you work with guys like that at other places?
No, this isn't new. This is why I brought him here. You know, it's not new to me, and you know, we want guys that are moving. We want guys that play fast. We want guys that are in great condition. We're going to try to play at a high tempo next year, and we want guys that are trying to get stronger every day. We want to move weight, and that's what's really important. So this is something that we did at Maryland, and he's built it since then at Harvard and at South Carolina. So this is not new to me.
So you confirm, though, that you have hired Fisher, the last guy I understand?
Yeah, we've hired Charlie Fisher. He'll be the quarterback coach. He's coming to us from Miami of Ohio. I've known him for a long time. He's a bright guy, sharp guy, had a lot of success, coached some good quarterbacks, worked with Jay Cutler at Vanderbilt, and just had Zach Dysart last year at Miami of Ohio. So we're lucky to get him, and he'll start on Saturday.
Coach, how do you think the guys are acclimating to the new workout?
I think they, you know, again, it's about competition. There's a lot of spirit and enthusiasm, and that's what Fitz does. And so at the same time, they're getting better. So, I wouldn't say it's 100% buy-in, but we're getting there, and the guys have seen improvement in their own performance already. So it's good. Yeah, sure. Sure, it's always important, you know, to come out here and see the guys that are pushing each other, and the guys that kind of stand out, the guys that get to the front of the line. You know, that's always important. The coaches being out here is really good, because then we can observe. We're new, and we're trying to you know, evaluate the roster at the same time. So evaluating the roster, you know, you're looking at skill set, but you're also looking at leadership quality. So it's been good for that too.